You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Ed Stetzer.
And Ed Stetzer would like to make a motion that you just update that introduction. I mean, how long have you been saying that particular spiel?
Well, with the amount of times you interrupt me, it is Ouch. A little bit different Ouch. Every other episode. Ouch. So
did I interrupt you then?
No, no. You didn't. All right. Which is, it's always, I always Shocking. Do my intros with a little bit of hesitation.
Wow. Just wondering when I'm going to start shouting at the top of my lungs.
So. Exactly. I'm listening to gosh. Your breathing and
You can hear me breathe. Right. Can you really?
I can hear.
Is that like, the Trump sniffle?
Are you serious? Is there a Trump sniffle?
Oh my gosh. You've never Googled Trump sniffle. Okay. No. You need to Google Trump sniffle. It's actually got whole like memes or dank memes. I don't know. Is it a dank meme? My daughter probably would tell me. I'm using that word incorrectly, but yeah, no, you ought to look, you ought to watch. It's actually CNN's done funny stories on it. Regardless of your political affiliation, you really need to watch the Trump sniffle video. It's pretty awesome.
Okay. I'm looking it up right now. Trump sniffles, Clinton shimmies, internet wins.
There you go.
Awesome. All right. So not endorsing any of those videos at all.
Yes. But well, some of them might not be nice. I just saw the one that was funny where it's just the sniffles set to music. So
yeah. Anyway. Awesome. Well, let's get into the question.
Hi there, Daniel. You're speaking to two church planting residents from South Africa. Our lead pastor has currently just moved to a new church, and therefore all church planting has been placed on hold for a while. We had three questions that we would like to ask you and get your opinion on.
Thanks, man. The first one is, how long do we wait before we start church planting endeavors again? Is there a specific time we should wait during this transition before we aggressively pursue church planting endeavors?
The second question is, with planting endeavors being postponed, we've been absorbed into the daily pastoral ministry here at church, at our sending church. Do we continue church planning, like looking for areas and people and research behind those sort of things in the interim?
And the last question is, how do we continue to grow as prospective church planters during this time? Do we carry on, interviewing other church planters, going to seminars, reading up on stuff? How can we grow as prospective church planters during this time?
Cool. Thanks, bro.
Thank you so much.
All right. So that was a really neat question. And we'll go through and actually break it down because it's three questions. But the interesting thing about this South African church, this church in South Africa, is that, these are questions by the residents of that church who likely they came to plant from that church. And now they're in this place where the lead pastor is gone and they're trying to figure out, what do we do now? So the first question, let's start with that. How long do we wait before we start planting endeavors again?
Yeah. Wow. This is one of those dealios when we don't know
dealios?
All the details. Dealios, that's an American term. So maybe you don't speak colloquially in Canada, but we say dealios.
Dealios.
You never heard the word dealios before?
Wow, I don't know. I know the word dealios. I just would not think that it would come out of your mouth. You're not a teeny bopper, but that's fine.
Well, I've got three teenagers.
Yes, okay.
I know these things. So anyway, moving on from the word dealio to the answer. So because a lot of the reasons, so for example, if the elders of the church have said that the pastor is gone, and therefore, since the pastor is gone, we are not going to plant churches for 3 years. That's the answer to your question.
Yeah.
The answer to your question is for 3 years.
You need to get clarity. You need to talk about it. You need to actually verbalize it and wrestle through that question rather than just trying to figure out, okay, when should we just start anyway? Because yesterday is not today. It's not tomorrow. So the whole situation has changed. So you do need to adapt from that.
So wait a second. What was yesterday is not today, not tomorrow. Is that like something you got off of a wisdom, like a one of those eight balls you sort of run together? That is like the most cliched statement I think I've ever heard you. What is today is not tomorrow.
Okay, here's the other statement.
Is not yesterday.
What got you here won't get you there.
Wow. Wow. Well, you can't have a dream unless you have the team. But that was, at least that one makes some sense. But anyway. All right. So just remember all of South Africa, what was today is not yesterday. survey. All right. So the point, I think the point being there that, I mean, the situation has changed. So here's what I would say. Let's back up, because what we don't want you to do is to take a transcript of this to whatever your congregation.
Hey, I guarantee you someone's going to tweet that. It's going to get a lot of retweets
Ed
and likes.
Stetzer says, Daniel M. insists. So what we want to say is that, all right, when a pastor leaves, there is an immediate shock to the church. Now, again, we don't even know the circumstances. If it was a good departure, a bad departure, if it was a whatever. So what I would say is you don't want to lose the forward momentum of church planning. If there are three people, because that sounded like three different South African voices. You have to learn to pronounce South Africa.
That sounded Russian.
No, South Africa. That's how you say it. If you listen to Welcome to South Africa. I've been to South Africa. Have you been to South Africa?
No, I haven't. But the way it totally sounded Russian. Russian.
Wow. I will kill you. So,
Whoa. You just offended our Russian contingency.
No, that was not a Russian accent. That was my American accent about you making fun of my accent. But anyway, moving on from there. So I think if there are three church planning residents, it sounds like three different voices to me that ask those questions.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the reality. Your church has already made a commitment to church planting. What I would do is gently within the structure, you know, I come from a congregational background that tends to be more elder led. Within that structure, I would say, hey, listen, when can we continue with this? Because my danger is the danger that this becomes not just a pause in church planting, but a pause in church planting that lasts more than a year or so becomes an end to church planting. And that's the key. So if you want to use something from us,
that's tweetable.
But a pause in church planting after a year or two becomes an end of church planting. So I want to, particularly you're there. I mean, so in a sense, I would go to the leadership. I would say, hey, listen, we recognize that there's been a shift. We recognize we may need to do things differently, but we really do pray and hope that the vision of church planting was not tied to the presence of the pastor, but ultimately was tied to the vision of this church. And we might not add new residents when this process is underway, but we do need to add some We need to send out some church plants now and keep that before the people.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. And just before I say a comment to that, and then we'll go to the next question, we only have 11 downloads from the Russian Federation. So I think we're safe right there.
Oh my gosh. So we do have 11 downloads from there. You'd actually look that up by the way.
Yes, I did. So, 41 from Fiji. This is
from
awesome.
Fiji.
Yeah.
I would like to say that personally for the downloaders from Fiji, that we will come and we will personally do a seminar there for you.
I would love that. I would love that.
And go on from there. So, but yeah, again,
but we do have a lot.
That was not an attempt at a Russian accent.
Okay, but we do.
I would have said, what was it from Rocky? Ivan Drago. I will destroy you. Wasn't he the Russian guy in Rocky? So we still have.
I will destroy you.
Exactly. There's kind of a thing, just so you know. I know that some people in my country really love Russia, like really seem to love Russia, like having meetings upon meetings with people. It looks like everyone has met with Russians except me. I would like to meet with some Russians so I can be in on that. But secondarily, we want the gospel to spread in Russia. But there's a long cinematic here. I will destroy you. One of the most greatest cinematic artistic masterpieces ever. Was actually Rocky, and when he fought Ivan Drago. So what was that? Rocky. That was Rocky 1, 2, 3. That was 4. That was Rocky 4. So just remember, Ivan Drago.
Okay,
I will destroy you. Should we put that? I think you should edit that in right now. Can we do that? Is that a violation?
You know, I want to get back on track here. We have two more questions to answer, but
I want to apologize to South Africans for our long conversation.
We do have a lot of South Africans that listen to our podcast, though.
God's doing great things in South Africa, like he's doing in Russia, but God's doing great things in South Africa.
Yeah.
So let's get back to, and I've actually trained church planters in South Africa in three different locations. I love what God's doing in South Africa.
All right, cool. So before we get to the second question, the one thing that I do want to say, adding on to what Ed said, is that one of the key competencies for leadership today in the world that we live in today is adaptability. You need to be able to adapt, because to plan for what's going to happen 3 years from now, 6 years from now, that's great to think about that and to work toward that. But our world changes so quickly that you need to learn how to be adaptable. And that's why your cultures and your values at your church are so important, so that you know where, how to adapt and where to go in light of all that. All right, so second question here. With planting endeavors being postponed, the residents have been brought into daily pastoral activities that they didn't sign up for, right? Because they were going to come to learn and then be sent out. So do they continuing to build their core team and get ready for launch, you know, church planting activities in the interim, or do they put that aside and just help stabilize the church?
You should do what the elders of the church are telling you.
Great.
To do.
Question three.
No, but let's address it.
Yep.
My hope is that you can say, hey, we recognize this is a transitional season. Can we jump in and help during this transitional season? But knowing that when we get a pastor, or maybe even we don't have a pastor, that we're still working towards the church plant. See, but the church, let's say, for example, it's a church of 300 and they have three pastoral residents here who are all church planter trainers, and they're all supposed to take 50 people out, and that was the original plan. I mean, that plan really could change.
Yeah.
And I've been in a situation where I had to sit down with somebody and say, and I was in one situation where I had to sit down with somebody who we had a plan, there was a reorganization for that plan. 4 days later, that plan got changed by someone other than me, and I had to let that person go at 4 days earlier after bringing them into this situation.
Wow.
And so, and that's you know, totally, you get out of your control, but, and that's one of the, this is out of their control, but it's in the Lord's hands. And so what I would say is I would determine, if I were in your shoes, has God so decidedly called me to plant this church that I need to say to them, you know what, I recognize this pastoral residency is going to happen, but God has called me, I've got to do this. And then if you do, you work with them and kind of share that and see where you go. But what I would also say is there may be a path where you, in conversation with the elders of the church, I don't know if it's elders or vestry, we don't know anything about the denomination, if it's purely congregational and there's no leadership, whatever it is, you know, I don't know if is to go through that process and have that conversation. Because I think that you should not, and you're asking us, like even hearing your voice, you're asking us, and you're kind of a little bit, it sounds maybe desperate. What do we do now?
Yeah.
And what I would say is pray lots, recognize that situation may change, and some of that change you may be able to live with, some of you can't. But if you can be a part of helping that transition, and if it's huge, and maybe it's a huge disruption to the life of the church, then God may have you there just for that reason.
Yeah, exactly.
This is where you got to process these things in the community of the people of God with the leadership of the church.
Mm, that was really pastoral, Ed. I really appreciated
are
that.
Are you implying that that's unusual for me?
So let's go to question three then.
Wow.
All right. So I do want to say something to that, but I'll tie it together with the third question, which is how do we continue to grow as prospective church planters in the meantime? And I would 100% agree with what Ed said. Now in my book, No Silver Bullets, I talk about this principle, 70-20-10, the 70-20-10 principle, which is basically, hey, we grow 70% by doing, 20% by interaction, coaching, feedback, and 10% by formal learning, maybe by reading or taking a class or a seminar or whatnot. Now, that's not to say that the 10% is unimportant, but it is to say that one of the biggest ways that we learn is after learning the new knowledge through a class or a book or whatnot. And we'll list a couple out for you. A lot of the ways that you learn is by just doing, by doing. And what I would encourage you guys to do is, as much as your timeline might be different now that the lead pastor is gone and that you're helping out with the church, actually think about right now as a part of the training process for you to be sent out, because there's going to be disruption when you plant. There's going to be leadership transition. There's going to be a leadership vacuum many times. There's going to be a disruption in the church where people are feeling unsteady and not stable and trying to figure out, you know, there's some families that are going to be leaving and new ones are going to be coming and they're like, what's going on here? All of that, what you're dealing with now, what the church is dealing with now, if you are faithful in seeing that not just as someone else's responsibility, but your responsibility, you're going to learn it's going to help you as a church planter, as a pastor, more than just reading about it in a book.
And that actually pretty is pastoral too. So in a sense, you're taking this time to learn some things that maybe you wouldn't know otherwise. And I think that's good. And again, I think your willingness to do that would actually be appreciated at the church. And ultimately would probably make a positive difference in the relationships there. So maybe you can both bless this church and at the same time plant your church. Again, the thing I hear is three of them. So this was obviously a pretty big focus at the church. And so, and my guess is it's probably a large church. And if it is, my thought would be there might be, and I hope there is, and it probably could be a path to do both. And if that's the case, that's ultimately the path I would seize.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So I just want to encourage you guys to go to newchurches.com/courses. And I share that because last time, a few episodes ago, we shared quite a bit about one of our core team courses because it directly related to the question. And it was neat to see the number of people that just accessed that afterwards, because that core team course, I mean, you guys, if you are trying to build a core team from an established church to go and launch, that course is specifically for you. At newchurches.com/courses. But if you have not yet checked out our essential church planting one that Ed and I host along with many other speakers like Derwin Gray, Sean Lovejoy, you know, Linda Burquist, Mac Lake, Jeff Christofferson, a lot of these guys, be sure to check that out because that's going to be a great there's reading along with it. There's discussion questions. It's really built in that 70-20-10 model so that after you learn, you can actually go do. So we've built that out for you. So be sure to check that out. And thanks again for listening in. And please subscribe if you have not yet done so.